The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, if you've got half a mind to get married, don't do it. Reno is full of people who used half their minds in getting married.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. Before we start the ball rolling in the Laugh Club today, Ginger, what's new?
How do you like this ring Jack Jessup gave me last night?
Oh, it's lovely.
And the stone, how do you pronounce it, turquoise or turquoise?
I think you pronounce it G-L-A-S-S, glass.
You know, Mr. Holtz, I don't seem to have any luck with boys.
Why? Hasn't anybody ever asked you to get married?
Oh, I've been asked to get married lots of times.
Oh, yeah? Who asked you?
My mother and father.
Well, it's probably your own fault that you're having trouble hooking a guy.
Oh, it's not my fault, Mr. Holtz. 2 months ago, I was crazy about Billy, and now I have no feeling for him at all. And it's been the same thing with Harry, Tom, and Jim.
Well, how do you account for that, Ginger?
I don't know, Mr. Holtz. I guess it's just that men are so fickle.
At this moment, I have a tremendous urge to tell you a story about, well, his name was Sam. Sam, he was an old Negro, and he worked on the racetrack way down in New Orleans. Well, sir, he'd never worked on a racetrack before, and he made $105 in 1 week. And at the end of the meeting, well, he never saw $105 before in his life, he says, boy, the races are over. So some friend of his says, from here, the races are going way up to Montreal. He says, well, boy, he says, how do you get to Montreal? He says, very easy. This fellow, he said to himself, I'll have some fun with Sam. He says, you get in a rowboat. He says, you row all night. He says, and tomorrow morning, you be in Montreal. Well, he says, boy, that's easy. I can row forever. So he gets out in the rowboat and he starts rowing. And he's rowing against the tide. And the tide is awfully strong and he's rowing. His head is down, he's rowing. And he's rowing. And in about 7 hours, he's about a block and a half away from the pier. And he's rowing and rowing. And the next morning, around 8 o'clock, he hears a voice hollers, oh, Sam! Sam! Boy, so what are you doing out there? Sam looked around and he says, who the devil knows me up here in Montreal? You know, Ginger, you're not a bad kid. In spite of what most fellas think, I like you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Holtz.
And to show you that I mean it, I'd like to kiss you. Ginger, I said, I'd like to kiss you. Ginger, look at me. Would you mind if I kissed you?
Look, Mr. Holtz, what do you want me to do? Promise not to bite?
What a woman. Meeting's adjourned.